You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric Bianretti, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 402, covering week 8, February 17th to 23rd, 2025. F-Heroes 2 1.1.6 project is now available, which recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic 2 game engine from scratch. The project code is written in C++ and is distributed on the GPLv2 license. To run the game, you need files with game resources, which can be obtained from the original Heroes of Might and Magic 2. The project includes a script for automatically downloading and extracting resources from the demo version of the game, which will get you going on the fly. Postfix Mail Server 3.10.0 has been published. The project code is written in C and is distributed under the EPL 2.0 Eclipse Public License and IPL 1.0 IBM Public Licenses. Postfix combines high security, reliability, and performance thanks to a multiprocess architecture that isolates individual handlers, as well as a strict policy of code formatting and patch auditing. To protect against errors when working with memory, the project uses protected versions of the function for allocating and freeing memory, as well as a set of abstract functions hyphen bindings for working with buffers, file operations, output formatting, buffered I/O, and string manipulation. According to the February automated survey of about 550,000 mail servers, Postfix is used by 37.64% of mail servers, while XM's share is 56.03%. At the same time, the end of support for the Postfix 3.6 branch, released in early 2021, was announced. OpenSSH 9.9p2 is now available, fixing two vulnerabilities discovered by Qualys. The first vulnerability, CVE-2025-26465, is caused by a logical error in the SSH utility, which allows bypassing the server identity check and performing an MITM attack. The problem appears starting with the release of OpenSSH 6.8p1, December 2014, in configurations with the Verify Host Key DNS setting enabled. In the basic OpenSSH distribution, this option is disabled by default, but until March 2023, it was enabled in the SSH settings in FreeBSD. The conditions for creating a memory leak are achieved through a second vulnerability, CVE-2025-26466, affecting both the SSH client and the SSHD server, and is exploited without authentication. The vulnerability allows exhausting the available memory for a process and creating a high CPU load by sending a large number of SSH2_MSG_ping packets. There is a memory leak in the SSH2_MSG_ping packet handler, which has been apparent since the OpenSSH 9.5p1 release, August 2023. MESA 25.0.0 has been published. The first release of the MESA 25.0.0 branch has an experimental status. After the final stabilization of the code, the stable version 25.0.1 will be released. MESA 25.0 adds support for the Vulkan 1.4 graphics API and the ANV drivers for Intel GPUs, RADV drivers for AMD GPUs, NVK drivers for NVIDIA GPUs, Asahi drivers for Apple GPUs, Turnip drivers for Qualcomm GPUs, and the Lava Pipe Software Rasterizer LVP. Emulator mode, VN, supports Vulkan 1.3, the PanVK driver for ARM Mali GPU supports Vulkan 1.1, and the V3DV, Broadcom Video Core GPU for Raspberry Pi 4 Plus, and DZN drivers, a Vulkan implementation on top of Direct3D 12, support Vulkan 1.0. MESA also provides full OpenGL 4.6 support for Iris, Radeon SI, Crocus, Zinc, LLVM Pipe, Virgil, FreeReno, D3D 12, and Asahi. OpenGL 4.5 support is available for AMD and NVIDIA GPUs. OpenGL 3.3 support is available in the SoftPipe and NV50 drivers. A meeting between an OBS Studio representative and the Fedora leader and those responsible for maintaining Flatpak packages in the distribution made it possible to establish cooperation and find solutions to problems that suit both projects. The demand to stop using the OBS Studio name in the Fedora-supported Flatpak package has been withdrawn. Fedora will continue to offer users its own Flatpak packages with OBS Studio by default. The issue with shipping the crashing version of Qt will be resolved by migrating Fedora's Flatpak package to the new Flatpak runtime, which uses Qt 6.8.2, fixing the regression. The issue with informing users about the scope of responsibility and how to report bugs in the package has also been resolved. Additionally, four more issues in Fedora's Flatpak package have been identified by Fedora, and Fedora has begun working on fixing them. Netflow/IPFix/SFlow collector Xeno I 25.02 has been published. The collector allows collecting statistics on traffic flows from various network devices transmitted using the Netflow V5, V9, IPFix, and SFlow protocols, processing data, generating reports, and building graphs. The core of the project is written in C. The code is distributed on the ISC license. The collector aggregates network traffic by selected fields and exports data to PostgreSQL. This data can be used to build reports, graphs, or dashboards in Grafana. In addition, the collector can run custom scripts when thresholds are exceeded or when traffic falls below thresholds. Moving averages are used to calculate the current traffic speed. The mechanism that tracks threshold exceeding is designed to notify you about DOS/DDoS attacks and start suppression using BGP announcements. The collector comes with an example of a Telegram robot script that can notify the messenger about anomalies. The collector is not demanding on resources. It can process traffic of small networks on Raspberry Pi/Orange Pi or in a virtual machine with 2 to 4 gigs of RAM. Ubuntu 24.04.2 LTS distribution has been released, which includes changes related to improved hardware support, an update to the Linux kernel and graphics stack, and bug fixes in the installer and bootloader. The release also includes current updates for several hundred packages related to the elimination of vulnerabilities and problems affecting stability. At the same time, similar updates were released for all other official flavors. MyLibrary 3.2 Home Library Cataloger is out. The program code is written in C++ and is available under the GPL V3 license. The graphical user interface is implemented using the GTK4 library. The program is adapted to work in Linux and Windows operating systems. For Arch Linux users, a ready-made package build script is available in the AUR. For Windows users, an experimental installer is available. My library catalogs book files in FB2, EPUB, PDF, DJVU formats, both directly accessible and packed into archives, and creates its own database without changing the original files or changing the location. The integrity of the collection and its changes is monitored by creating a database of hash sums of files and archives. A search for books by various criteria and their reading through the program installed in the system by default for opening the corresponding file formats is implemented. When selecting a book, the book's annotation and cover are displayed if available. Display of a list of files included in a collection and a list of books included in a specific file is supported. Various operations with the collection are possible: updating, exporting, and importing the collection database, adding items, books, CDs, toys, collectibles, to the collection and deleting these from the collection, adding folders to the collection, adding archives to the collection, copying items from the collection to an arbitrary folder, and moving items from collection to collection. Manual editing of records about items in the database is available. A bookmark mechanism has been created for quick access to items. The developers of the Gentoo project announced official boot images in the QCOW2 format, allowing you to get a fully working system environment ready to run in virtual machines. The images are updated once a week, which allows you to use them to assess the current state of the distribution. Previously, the project distributed only installation images and a live build for booting from USB devices. Two variants are offered: an image without network services with an empty root password and an image with network services, blocked accounts, and support for configuration via cloud init. The first variant is intended for quick familiarization and testing of the distribution on a local system, and the second variant is for deployment in cloud environments. XFS is used as the file system. Images are generated for the AMD 64 and ARM 64 architectures and support booting on systems with EFI. BIOS is not supported. There are plans to publish images for the RISC-V 64 and Loang Arch 64 architectures. Based on the available images, you can create bootable media by using the QEMU-IMG convert command to convert the QCOW2 format to a disk image. The KiCad 9.0.0 release has been published. This is the third major release after the project came under the wing of the Linux Foundation. The builds are prepared for various Linux distributions, Windows and macOS. The code is written in C++ using the WXWidgets library and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. KiCad provides tools for editing electrical circuits and printed circuit boards, 3D visualization of the board, working with a library of electrical circuit elements, manipulating Gerber templates, simulating the operation of electronic circuits, editing printed circuit boards, and project management. The project also provides libraries of electronic components, footprints, and 3D models. According to some printed circuit board manufacturers, about 15% of orders are received with the provision of schemes prepared in KiCad. The XM 4.98.1 mail server is available, which fixes a vulnerability, CVE-2025-26794, that allows SQL code substitution in internal database, HintsDB, used to store information about the delivery status of messages. The vulnerability only manifests itself in XM 4.98 when built with the __use_SQLite_option, which enables the use of SQLite DBMS to store HintsDB, enabled if HintsDB using SQLite 3 is output when running XM-BV. Exploitation of the vulnerability also requires enabling the etrn-smtp command in the configuration file. acl_smtp_etrn must be set to accept, and enabling the use of etrn serialization, smtp_etrn_serialize must be set to true. System76 has released the 6th alpha version of the Cosmic desktop environment written in Rust. ISO images with the latest version of Cosmic built on top of alpha builds of the future PopOS 24.04 distribution for systems with NVIDIA and Intel/AMD GPUs are available for testing. Ready-made packages for Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, AronOS, Redox, and CacheOS are also being created. Cosmic is being developed as a universal project not tied to a specific distribution and corresponding to the free desktop specifications. To build the interface, Cosmic uses the Iced library, which uses safe types, a modular architecture, and a reactive programming model, and also offers an architecture similar to the Elm declarative interface language. Several rendering engines are provided, supporting Vulkan, Metal, DX12, OpenGL 2.1, and OpenGL ES 2.0+. Developers are offered a ready-made set of widgets, the ability to create asynchronous handlers, and use adaptive layout of interface elements depending on the window and screen size. In addition to using the Rust language, Cosmic features include hybrid window tiling and stacked window pinning, which can be enabled in conjunction with virtual desktops. The project is also developing a Wayland-based Cosmic-Comp composite server. The first stable release of Cosmic is scheduled for quarter one of 2025. ICE WM 3.7.0 is available. ICE WM provides full control via keyboard shortcuts, the ability to use virtual desktops, taskbars, and application menus, and tabs can be used to group windows. The window manager is configured via a fairly simple configuration file, and themes can be used. Combining windows into tabs is supported. Built-in applets for monitoring CPU, memory, and traffic are available. Several third-party GUIs for customization, desktop implementations, and menu editors are being developed separately. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the GPL v2 license. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.